Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Now, have you ever been to Hong Kong, Elsie?
Yes, I've been there once. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago, though.
What did you think of it?
I liked it there. Mm-hmm. It was very modern and convenient.
Okay, well, would you go back someday?
Yeah, I would like to go back to Hong Kong again. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going there this summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about you, Erin? Have you been to Hong Kong and did you like the city?
Well, I was there a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would live there. I think it's too big for me
to live there.
Yeah.
A little bit too crowded.
And too expensive.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy being a tourist there. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun. But today we're going to talk about something in Hong Kong that isn't so great, and tourists don't usually see this part of the city.
Yeah.
So let's get started now and find out what it is.
Reading.
Hong Kong's coffin homes. Hong Kong has the most expensive housing market in the world. It has a population of nearly 7.5 million, but only 7% of the land area is zoned for housing. About 200,000 of its citizens in dirty cells and crowded apartments. These coffin homes have no natural light and only about 180 by 76 centimeters. The bedrooms have thin walls and doors, so there is privacy. Up to 30 residents share one kitchen, toilet, and shower area. The apartments usually smell extremely bad and are crawling with bedbugs and other insects. Many of the tenants are the elderly, the mentally ill, or the working poor. Most of them have no family that can help them, and drug use is very common at these sites. An average bedroom costs 9,000 NT dollars a month. By the time many tenants pay their rent, they half of their monthly income. Still, these people cannot afford any other kind of home and cannot obtain government-assisted housing. The horrible living conditions. These residents prefer to live in coffin homes rather than be homeless.
All right, here in the article, it starts out by saying, Hong Kong has the most expensive housing market in the world. Now, before we go further, let's just talk about a housing market, what that is. Basically, the most simple definition we can say in English, it's the buying and selling of houses, usually specific to the area you're in. So Taipei's housing market is different than Kaohsiung's housing market and that sort of thing.
Yes, housing market, 字面上你可以看出来就是房屋市场，也就是指房价。所以呢，文章开头告诉我们呢，香港的房价是世界上最贵的。I think Taipei City has an expensive housing market too.
It does, yes.
It's hard for people to buy an apartment in Taipei City now. Mm-hmm. You gotta be really rich to do so.
Right, I think that's a big problem in Taiwan, actually. Yeah. But unfortunately, we're not talking about Taiwan today. We're talking about Hong Kong. So let's find out more about it. Here it says, it, that's Hong Kong, has a population of nearly 7.5 million, but only 7% of the land area is zoned for housing.
Mm-hmm. 所以呢，香港有750万人口。That's nearly the same population of Taipei and New Taipei City.
Right.
But wait a minute. There's only 7% of the land is zoned for housing?
Right. And I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure Taipei and New Taipei has more than 7% of land zoned for housing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so we've used this verb zone a couple of times. Let's just get a quick definition of it. It means to officially say that a piece of land can be used for a particular purpose and not other purposes. So if it's zoned for housing, you can't have a business there, for example.
Zone 这个动词呢代表的是将某地啊划成某区，通常呢是以被动态出现。在香港 ,7% of the land area is zoned for housing,、只有 7% 的土地被划来建房屋，也就是只有 7% 的住宅用地。
That's crazy. It is. That's not a lot of land for housing for a huge amount of people. What do these numbers mean though?Here in the article, it says about 200,000 of its citizens have no choice but to live in dirty cells in crowded apartments. Okay, so housing is so scarce or not common in Hong Kong, and it's so expensive to find a good place that some people have to live in tiny little places. Now, in fact, we have used the phrase...have no choice but to do something to show that this is their only choice. Now, here's another way to use this phrase. With such terrible weather, we had no choice but to cancel the picnic.
天气如此糟糕，我们别无选择，只好取消野餐活动。Choice, 它是名词，代表选择。To have no choice but to do something, 代表的是别无选择，只好。There's another example. The student behaved really bad, so the teacher had no choice but to call his parents. 老师别无选择，只好打电话给他的家长。Here in the article, a large number of Hong Kong citizens have no choice but to live in dirty cells.
That's right. Now, we mentioned that they're living in these cells. Now, here, cell is similar to the small room that prisoners would stay in when in prison, or to the small rooms that monks would stay in a monastery. It's basically another way of saying a very small room.
Right. Cell, 当名词用，是小隔间的意思。在 prison 监狱里头，一间一间的牢房也叫做 cell. 另外呢 cell 还有细胞或是手机的意思。
Okay, so let's continue on in the article. Here it says, these coffin homes, that's another way to describe this cell, have no natural light and measure only about 180 by 76 centimeters.
Wow, coffin 这个字是棺材。Coffin homes 代表就是棺材房。棺材房里面的环境呢，就像它的名字一样，没有 natural light, 没有自然光线。至于大小呢， they measure only about 180 by 76 centimeters.
Let's talk about that noun, centimeter. A centimeter is used to measure length. Now, 1 meter is made up of 100 centimeters.That means these coffin homes are just under 2 meters long and less than 1 meter wide. Plus, I'm 157 centimeters tall, so there would only be 23 centimeters left of empty space when I lie down in one of these coffin homes. Here's another example.The kindergarten student measured the line and found that it has a length of 10 centimeters.
Centimeter 是公分。那如果你拿掉字首的 center, 你会看到 meter 这个字，那就是公尺。那一个地方呢，我们如果要去丈量出来它的长度，我们可以搭配 measure 这个动词来表示。那 measure 指的是呢，测量的动作或是测出的尺寸。For example, the sofa...measures 180 centimeters, 沙发的长度为180公分。那如果要加上宽度呢，只要加上介系词 by 就可以了。就像文章里面说到的 ,the coffin homes measure only about 180 by 76 centimeters, 棺材房的长度是180公分，宽度则是76公分。How can people live in such a small place?
They have no idea, Elsie.All right, well, let's find out even more about these coffin homes here. It says, the bedrooms have thin walls and doors, so there is little privacy. So it's not just very, very small. Mm-hmm. It's also hard to keep other people from hearing what you do, what you say. Things, you know, maybe if you burp, bloop,
and they can hear it.
Everything, right.
That's not great at all, right?
No.
棺材房不但小呢，而且隔音很差，根本没有什么隐私可言。Privacy 这个名词呢，就是隐私。Our privacy needs to be protected and respected. Mm-hmm. 隐私不足，我们就可以用 little 这个字来形容。For example, I used to share a room with my sister, so I had little privacy.
Okay. Well, here it gets even worse. It says up to 30 residents share one kitchen, toilet,and shower area.
Now, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay, so a resident, let's look at this noun. A resident is someone who stays or lives in a particular place. Now, this can be residents of a city, residents of an apartment building, residents of an elderly care center, and lots more, anywhere where people live or stay. Here it says...As an example sentence, the building's residents went outside because someone had pulled the fire alarm.
Resident, 这个名词呢代表的是居民。居民所居住的地区我们说是 a residential area. Residential 就是形容词代表居住的。那 residence, 这个名词呢代表的是住所。比如说啊 the president's official residence, 那就是总统官邸。
Okay, so what's happening is all of these cells make up one apartment.
Yeah.
So where I would normally live in just one apartment,、mm-hmm. maybe there's 30 other people living in that room with me. All right, so they all live together in one apartment, but they each have to share their kitchen where they make food, the toilet, and the shower. Now think of how hard it can be to do that with just your family sometimes.
So I can't imagine myself being、Mm-mm. in that situation. And I think it would be very hard to keep good hygiene in the apartment.
That is right. And that's why here it says the apartments usually smell extremely bad and are crawling with bed bugs and other insects. Now, there's a lot to talk about in that sentence, but first we're going to learn what today's shortcut for you, be crawling with something, means.
Shortcut for you.
How's your new apartment, Pat?
I'm getting ready to move out.
But you only just moved in.
I know, but the place is crawling with spiders. Ooh. I hate spiders.
Don't get down on the floor and crawl with them then.
Yeah, I'd be too scared to. But let me explain what I mean.If something is crawling with another thing, it's completely covered with or full of a particular type of thing.
I get it. Be crawling with means 挤满充斥着。
Ugh, even thinking about it makes my skin crawl.
Stop using crawl. What does that mean?
If something makes your skin crawl, it's unpleasant and frightening.
Like that spider on your shoulder.
Ah! Yeah! Now I'm crawling with spiders. Get them off me! Get them off me!
Okay, well, bedbugs are no joke, especially when your house is crawling with them.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants an apartment that is crawling with bedbugs.Bed bugs. Bed bugs 是床虱耶。太恶心了吧。That's so disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I imagine there's cockroaches and、yeah. rats and stuff too. It's not great. Okay, but who is it that lives in these kinds of houses though? Here it says many of the tenants are the elderly, the mentally ill, or the working poor.
Oh, 所以这边看到的 tenant 是房客。住在棺材房的房客多半是 the elderly, 年长者,或者是 the working poor, 穷忙族,新贫阶级。除此之外呢,还有 the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Now, we use this adverb mentally which describes an action or an adjective that's related to the mind. Now, we often use it with the adjective ill, where we said mentally ill, to talk about someone who has depression or another kind of disease related to their mind. There are many of these, so depression, of course, is not the only one. Here's another example. Are you mentally prepared to go through such a difficult job interview?
你心里面准备好了吗？那我们可以先看到哦 ,mental, 它是一个形容词，心理的，精神的。那如果是身体上的呢，我们说 physical。那我们在 mental 的字尾加上 ly, 就变成这个副词叫做 mentally。那 mentally ill 就是有心理疾病的。
Okay, so obviously these people aren't...able to be in the best situation. Mm-hmm. Often they don't have enough money for a nicer place. Here it also says most of them have no family that can help them. And drug use is very common at these sites. Now things just keep getting worse and worse in these places. It can be difficult to get yourself out of a situation like this, no matter how hard you work.And if you don't have people to help you, it can be even worse.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's like an M-shaped society.
Mm-hmm.
M-型社会, in which the richer people get richer, mm-hmm. and the poor people get poorer because nobody's trying to help them and get them out of the bad situation.
Right. Okay, so let's find out what it might cost to live in one of these cells.
Okay.
Here it says an average bedroom costs NT$9,000 a month. Now, that is a staggering fact. It's actually so shocking that, like, we probably need to talk about that.
Yeah.
But before we do, let's find out what the adjective average means. This adjective describes something that is the usual or normal standard. It's typical or similar to others of the same type. So, for example, some might cost 10,000 NT, some might cost 7,000 NT, but when you kind of add them all together...The normal or the average price is 9,000 NT. Here's another example sentence. The average student at this school spends 3 hours studying a night.
Average 这个形容词代表是平均的。那香港的棺材房一个月的租金是9000台币。What about those tenants' income?
Well, that's a good question.When you think about it, for one small bedroom like this, $9,000 is a lot of money,
yeah.
right? Especially when you have less than 2 meters to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't even have that much money coming in for their income. It says here, by the time many tenants pay their rent...they will have spent half of their monthly income.
Wow.
So they might make about 18,000 to 20,000 NT a month. Let's talk about this noun income. The amount of money that you get paid during a period of time is called your income. Now, many people in Taiwan get paid once a month. So we would say the money they get for 1 month of work is their monthly income.Now, you can add all the months up at the end of the year to get your total yearly income. This number is usually before tax, though. Here's an example sentence. Jerry's monthly income is 35,000 NT dollars a month.
Income 是收入。Monthly income 就是月收入。那年收入呢，就是 yearly income。付完 rent 租金之后呢，月收入少一半，剩下9000块钱包下一个月的一切开销。文章当中我们看到 by the time 到了点点点的时候，是个表示时间的从属连接词。如果呢，它带出来的子句设定在未来，主要子句则需要用未来完成式带出哦。给一个例子哦 ，By the time her sister goes to college, her parents will have turned 70.到了她妹妹上大学的时候，她的父母亲就70岁了。不过要注意，虽然 by the time 引导的子句是设定在未来，但是还是要用现在式代替未来式。
Okay, let's continue on in the article. It says, still, these people cannot afford any other kind of home and cannot obtain government-assisted housing. Okay, so this verb obtain is pretty important to our sentence. It means to get something that you want or need, especially through the work that you do or skills that you have. You can obtain a degree from a university by studying, for example. Another example is, before you can hike Jade Mountain, you must obtain permission from the Taiwanese government.
Obtain 这个动词呢，代表的是经努力或计划之后而获得。这个棺材房呢，虽然不便宜，环境很糟，但这些住在棺材房的香港人也没有办法去负担其他的房子，他们也得不到政府的补助。Still 在文章中呢，当副词用，跟 however 是一样的意思，有然而，尽管如此。
Okay, so maybe they don't have the ability to get better housing, mm-hmm. right? They don't have the money, they can't get help from the government. But here is the surprising thing. It says, despite the horrible living conditions, these residents prefer to live in coffin homes rather than be homeless. Now, I guess if you have the option of having a terrible home and no home at all,I guess it seems like the choice is clear. Yeah. However, it doesn't mean that this situation is okay.
Right. And mm-hmm. I hope government of Hong Kong can do something about it.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We've come to the end of today's article, mm-hmm. so stay tuned and let's get to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question is, what kind of housing do you hope to have one day and why?
Now I live in an old apartment building.
Okay.
Although my apartment is very spacious, mm-hmm. with 3 bedrooms, 1 big living room and mm-hmm. dining room, I still hope one day I can move into a new apartment building mm-hmm. where somebody can take care of the garbage mm-hmm. and the cleanliness of the stairways.
Okay.
What about you, Erin?
Well...I mean, like everybody, I probably want to stay in a really nice, fancy building, right?
Yeah.
I'm not very picky. Uh-huh. And so, like, I don't need a lot of fancy things in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to live in a place that has a lot of light mm-hmm. from the windows, and a kitchen for me to cook. There's a lot of places in Taiwan that don't have kitchens, so
right.
that's been tough.And I need it to be a clean building.
Yeah.
So no bugs, no cockroaches, but space. I mean, I like space, but I don't need space. So I would just say a clean building, lots of light so I can grow my plants. And
that's
just,
enough.
Yeah, that's usually enough for me. And that's what I have right now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
It's kind of okay.All right, well, what about you guys? Someday you can have any house you want. What do you want? Talk about it with your friends and classmates, but we have to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Hong Kong's coffin homes. Hong Kong has the most expensive housing market in the world. It has a population of nearly 7.5 million.But only 7% of the land area is zoned for housing. About 200,000 of its citizens have no choice but to live in dirty cells and crowded apartments. These coffin homes have no natural light and measure only about 180 by 76 centimeters. The bedrooms have thin walls and doors, so there's little privacy.Up to 30 residents share one kitchen, toilet, and shower area. The apartments usually smell extremely bad and are crawling with bed bugs and other insects. Many of the tenants are the elderly, the mentally ill, or the working poor. Most of them have no family that can help them, and drug use is very common at these sites. An average bedroom...costs 9,000 NT dollars a month. By the time many tenants pay their rent, they will have spent half of their monthly income. Still, these people cannot afford any other kind of home and cannot obtain government-assisted housing. Despite the horrible living conditions, these residents prefer to live in coffin homes rather than be homeless. Thank you.
Vocabulary Review. Centimeter. Sometimes there are more than 8 centimeters of snow on this mountain. Resident. The residents of the town got supplies from the police after the serious earthquake. Mentally. The court decided that the murderer was mentally ill, so he was sent to a special hospital. Average. The average age of our company's customers is 32 years old. Income. Jane's high income allows her to take a vacation every year. Obtain. After many years of studying and hard work, Susan finally obtained her college degree.